الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عبادي الذين اصطفى أما بعد إن شاء الله in this period we'll be doing one sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and then just briefly explain the ash'ar that are recited while making our zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the most important aspect in this period is what is called Anwaru Salah. The special Anwar, the Noor, the great benefit of Salah, this kitab will be read, and Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to listen attentively, to retain it, to make a niyat, to practice upon it, and to pass it on to others, myself first, and for all of us. And this will be just a muzakara of the lessons we learn from our Hazrat. It's not my lesson in any way whatsoever. It is what we learn from our Hazrat over the years. Although listening so much, still nothing has gone into me. So we make dua for one another that Allah Ta'ala let it penetrate our heart and let it become a reality in our lives, inshallah. So firstly, with regard to the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is extremely important, concerning which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِ يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. That, O Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, announce to my servants, that is your ummatis, your followers, that if you want the love of Allah Ta'ala, or many a times we think I got the love of Allah Ta'ala, but what is the way to measure, what is the criteria to check whether I got the love of Allah? Allah Ta'ala has mentioned, fattabi'uni, that follow my way of life. That is the lifestyle of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that is the way to check whether I'm on the line to get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is a lifelong effort. A person will only know when we go to the qabr whether we really had the love of Allah ta'ala. But in this world, a person, if you're treading on the right road, then you tread with ease and comfort. You're not worried. So similarly, if you're treading on the right road, on the right of sunnah, then you'll see your life won't be full of tension and all type of depression that people are having today. Your life will be at ease. So this is extremely important. And this also, it doesn't just come by reading. It comes in the company of the men of Allah. And Allah has brought us here out of His kindness, in the company of our Hazrat, who is the man of Allah Ta'ala, who has got sunnahs in his life. So if we sit with that intention in the company of Hazrat, then inshallah, this noor of sunnahs will come into our heart. And the noor of whatever we're learning here, that actually has to penetrate the heart. Not just the lessons that we are learning, not the kitab itself, but the noor that is in the heart of our mashayikh, which they got from their mashayikh, and it carries on right till Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that noor has to penetrate our hearts. Then a person will see, when he's got the spiritual light, your direction will be in order. So firstly, with regard to the sunnah of awakening, and Allah Ta'ala has mentioned in this ayat, if you follow my way of life, yuhbibkumullah. Allah will make you His beloved, which is the greatest thing. But we have to start walking on that path. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. And Allah Ta'ala will forgive all our sins also. And not only Allah Ta'ala will forgive our sins, Allah Ta'ala will make us His beloved, because Allah Ta'ala is most forgiving. And it's not that we deserve to be forgiven. Allah is Rahim. Allah is very merciful. So Allah loves to forgive. So the first sunnah, when we get up in the morning, immediately upon awakening, rub the face and the hands with both palms in order to remove the effects of sleep. When we get up in the morning, normally eyes are still groggy. You just get up and put your leg down. Sometimes you hit the corner of the bed, or you tramp a plug, and then you say, I'm injured. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us, with the softness of your palm, just rub your eyes and your face, and in this way the sleep will go away. Now you're able to walk properly. And another sunnah, those who know the last ruku of Surah Ala Imran, Inna fi khalqis samawati wal ard, till the end, while you're rubbing your eyes, just read that ayat. And then you get up, and then see how much you think of Allah Ta'ala also. So the first sunnah, with the softness of our palms, to rub our eyes and our face. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. Then with regard to the ash'ar of the zikr that we make, the actual zikr is, La ilaha illallah. That has to penetrate my heart. But our mashayikh have taught us these ash'ar, these poems. One it is a dua, and what it is, one is to enhance our concentration in making zikr. Then we won't fall off to sleep. And even if we don't know it, we should try and learn one, two words also in between. And slowly if you pay attention, or if you get this kitab and you learn it, then you'll see many brothers, small boys have learned it already. So it's not difficult. We should try and learn it slowly. But most important, the zikr is that the la ilaha illallah in the zikr of Allah, Allah. So anyway, when we start our zikr, as must have been explained, if not, then a person sits cross-legged. We first recite durood upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our Dada Shaykh has taught us, agar salli ala na ho zubapar, to kya asar hoga aao fuga mein. If you don't recite durood, then there'll be no effect in any of your ibadat. Even your dua won't have effect. Your namaz won't have effect. So durood is very important. That is that very special gift Allah has given us, through whom Allah loves the greatest, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And all this Mubarak, Majlis, etc., all this we got through Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it should be natural that we should be thinking of him. But if still Allah ta'ala commands that, recite durood upon my beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then we read the ayat, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. Allah ta'ala is saying that I am actually remembering you, so you remember me. So by making zikr and sitting in this majlis, it is actually Allah is thinking about us. And that's why Allah brought us here. Allah only brings those who He loves. So it is a great ni'mat of Allah ta'ala that Allah ta'ala brought us to His house. We can't make enough shukr. And we should make abundance of shukr that Allah, you brought me in this Mubarak majlis. Now what I have come here for, that wealth of your special love, put it in my heart also. Or put even one drop and then see. And then we read the hadith, Qudsi, Ana jalisu man zakarani. That the moment you start your zikr, Allah told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell them, Ana jalisu, I am the companion of that person who makes the zikr. So now when you think Allah is with you, if you're sitting with a special friend, then you won't fall off to sleep. You won't turn your attention anywhere else. So when you just think Allah is with me and I'm making zikr, now your concentration will grow, inshallah. Then normally, we start with this poem. Dil mera ho jaye ek medani hu, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. Now we're begging Allah, oh Allah, why am I making this zikr? Why am I saying la ilaha illallah? That my heart must become an empty, a barren land. Not now in my heart there's all lot of thoughts of dunya, I must do this, I must do that, or after itikaf I'll do this, or tonight I must get this, I must buy this food or whatever. All that, oh Allah, take out all that from my heart. Let my heart become an empty, open land, an open field. And now when the heart is an open field, now what must you put in that heart? And that is what Allah gave us the heart for. So what must come in this heart? Tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. Oh Allah, only you come in my heart. And when Allah is in the heart, then you don't need anything else. Your heart will be in a different enjoyment. People won't understand your enjoyment. So when we read this poem, just lightly think. We don't know the words also, but we can understand. Tu hi tu, oh Allah, only you come in my heart. Firstly, my heart must be an empty field. Dil mera ho jaye ek medani hu. Tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. So Allah give us tawfiq, we make our zikr properly with concentration, and then see the great benefit we'll get. Then we're doing this kitab, which is called Anwarus Salah. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadi alladhina astafa. Amma ba'd, faqad qala Allah ta'ala fil Qur'an al-Majid wal Furqan al-Hamid. A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim, bismillahi rahmani rahim. Inna salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar. Sadaqallahu al-Aliyyu al-Azim. This is a kitab which is known as Anwarus Salah, which has been done many years in the Khanqa, alhamdulillah, over and over. Our Shaykh started it many years ago. When Hazrat started the Khanqa, then he went into his library to think what kitab we should start in this session, and Allah put his hand on this kitab. A small kitab, short kitab, but a very, very great bayan. And many a times, many of us have come, we listen to this kitab, so we shouldn't think that I heard this, now I heard this bayan, what I am going to sit, and you don't pay attention. No, it's extremely important that salah, we have to perfect our salah. It's like as far as dunya is concerned, you don't say now, I had breakfast yesterday, today I'm not going to have breakfast. Yesterday I had eggs, today I'm not going to have eggs. We keep on having our eggs because we know it's nourishing our body. We have our rice every day. We don't say, oh, tell your mother or your wife, now don't cook rice anymore. Let us cook something else. No, we have our rice, we have our flour. So our nourishment for the body, we know we need and we have it every day. More important than that is the nourishment of the ruh, the soul. The soul's nourishment, and one of the greatest nourishment Allah has given us for the soul is the zikr of Allah Ta'ala, then tilawat of Qur'an Kareem, and then the thing to build our special connection with Allah is salah. Allah has given us the salah. So salah, we have to see. One is we learn the kitab. Many years Allah gave some of us tawfiq, alhamdulillah. We come for itikaf many years. And we say, I heard this kitab. But did I check my namaz? Where is the quality of my namaz? Myself, I'm talking, it's minus, not even zero. So myself, I realize, my namaz, and this is what, when we keep on listening with attention, and we say, we pay attention and we listen to this kitab properly, then we'll realize, where I am. I'm still far from reality of salah. And then a person will be worried and concerned that I have to make my salah as Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam has informed us. Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli. You have to perform salah as you saw me performing salah. In other words, we have to do a cause in salah. When you do this cause in salah, then you'll come to realize, I'm still very far from that. And a person, as you do this cause, the object is not the subject matter itself. In other words, it's not to know the kitab. You can buy the kitab and read the kitab also. But the reality is, the kitab must come into my heart. Like many a times, a person, you learn, and you can give a big bayan on any subject of deen. But when you see your own life, it's not there. It's far from there. So this is it, that we are also, and it's not the another important aspect Hazrat explains, is not that we come to listen to the kitab and we must finish the kitab. We come here to get the fuyuz, the special noor, and the special graces that our mashayikh, our Hazrat has got from his Hazrat. Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, even from one Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah, Hazrat Sheikh Rahmatullah Ali, and all this, that has to come into us. And like it, ulama explained and Hazrat mentioned, that your ma'lumat, what you know, now you know you heard this bayan, you heard this, you learned about this kitab and you read it, but your ma'lumat must become ma'mulat, that what you learn must become your life. It's still not my life. And we'll see, like we learn, we read this kitab, how Lord Hazrat is stressing these days, which is extremely important, that our salah is not in order, our deen won't come in order. And if our deen is not in order, our dunya will never be in order. So our life won't be in order. So we see from the start, that even my outward, my standing posture, my 2 feet, is it facing Qibla or not? Is it generally for Hanafi is 4 fingers apart or not? We are not even conscious of that. So this reality has to come into me, it has to come into all of us. So this actually was a bayan of Shah Ahmad Shaheed Rahmatullahi. Shah Ahmad Shaheed was a very great mujahid and a very great alim of deen. And in the time of the British, when they invaded India and their object was to wipe out Islam and make the Muslims into Christians, then our ulama stood up and says, we can't take this. We have to fight for our deen. And this shows that we don't fight for our land. That is by the way. To protect your land is also permissible. You'll also become a shaheed. But more important than the land is our deen. And that is when our ulama stood up. And Shah Ahmad Shaheed was in the front line many years ahead. And he became shaheed in fighting against the British. So he gave this bayan on one occasion, a full bayan upon salah, what is the reality of salah, etc. Then after this bayan, then it was the kitab was written, this bayan was transcribed and written in a kitab form. But then it was like this thing, that it wasn't common, it wasn't, people didn't know about it. Then the Khalifa was the Sheikh Rahmatullah Ali, Sufi Iqbal Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. was the best special Khalifa of Hazrat Mawlana Zakariya Sahib, Shaykh al-Hadith Mawlana Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi. And when they found this kitab, what a kitab. And we didn't even know about this. And when he showed his friends, he said, this kitab must be reprinted. And it must be now circulated. And this bayan must be known to people. So he printed this kitab, but he did us a great favor. This was in old Urdu. And old Urdu is not so easy to understand. Old Urdu is not simple to understand. So he put footnotes and he gave the explanation what Shah Ahmad Shaheed Rahmatullah Alayhi was saying in this bayan of his. So this is actually what we are going to be learning in this. And that is why we should pay attention and listen attentively. And make dua that Allah let the reality of this, that is the fuyuz of our shaykh and our mashayikh, let that penetrate our heart. And then we'll see how important the subject is, how necessary it is, and we will realize, so many years I thought I'm reading namaz, but I didn't even do the cause of namaz. So anything like that, if you got the phone, today everybody is overtaken with our phone, and every now and then we want to upgrade, but you don't know how to use that phone. They say, this thing is useless. When they show you, say, I didn't know this app. I didn't know this, I can do that. So like that, Salah, we still haven't understood what is the reality of Salah. And as we will learn here, then we'll come to know. Then a person's mouth will start watering. That Salah must be in my life. And I can't live without Salah. So your Hazrat is explaining, he starts off his bayan, Nahmadu wa nusalli ala Rasooli al-Kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabi ajma'in. After praising Allah, sending durood upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, the family of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which we see this was the trend of our elders, that all the time, first the praises of Allah ta'ala, then durood and salam upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his beloved family and the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. So Hazrat explains here that suluk wa tasawuf, or zikr wa shagal ke tariq ikhtiyar karne ka maqsad, Allah Ta'ala ki raza ke liye nisbati batini ka usool. Suluk means a path. And a person who is walking on a path is called a salik. So we make intention that Allah make us salik. That we walk on this path. Which is this path of suluk? The path towards Allah Ta'ala. And that is why Allah send us here. Allah send us in dunya not to get lost. To walk on the road to reach Allah Ta'ala. And how to reach Allah? Allah sent the greatest personality, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then Allah ta'ala said, Kunu ma'as sadiqeen. In today's time, what interprets? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not here. So follow the path of the true righteous pious servant who went on this path. That after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sahaba set in the company, they learnt it. Then the tabi'in, tabi'in. Until today, without following the righteous and pious, We won't able to reach Allah Ta'ala. We think we will reach, but we won't reach there. There's lot of distractions in it. And then, to the path, what it is called? The path of tasawuf. Tasawuf is actually from the word suf. Suf is that the pious servants, they used to wear ordinary woolen clothing. That is not like myself and we today, we're too worried of our clothes, too worried of our dunya things. So they were not inclined towards dunya. And this will come as you do this course. Then you will realize my clothes are, you have to be neat and tidy. That is understood. But not like today, we must be in style, everything. So they were not worried of dunya and clothes, etc. So that is where the word tasawuf comes from. The Sufis, we used to wear suf. But actually, this is not that a new thing that came from the Sufis. This was existing from the time of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Like when Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came specially to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he sat like a student in front of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then he asked few questions. Mal Islam? What is Islam? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam answered. And he said, Sarakta Yusri. And this was strange. The Sahaba was shocked. What kind of questioner is this? He's asking a question. And when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam answered, he said, you said the truth. So they were shocked. But they couldn't make out who is this person. He was splendid, with white clothes, black hair. They couldn't make him out. He wasn't common. So he asked these few questions. What is Islam? What is Iman? Then he asked, Mal Ihsan. What is Ihsan? And so in the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, it was known as Ihsan. Today it is known as Tasawuf. It's the very same thing. It's like we see in many countries, there's a long road you're driving in. And as you drive on that road, the name changes. That now it's the same road. But now you see after 500 meters or a kilometer, that road, that name of that road changed. But it's the same road. So we shouldn't have this idea that what is this tasawwuf all about. It's from Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it's directly from Allah. Because then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the Sahaba, Allah sent Jibreel alayhi salam to teach us our deen. So that was Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. So this is what is tasawwuf all about. So Hazrat explained, to get the reality of our deen, first of all, you have to be walking on that path. If we're not walking on that path, then deen is not important to us. Then we don't regard this as what I must go sit in front of the Sufis, etc. That is not for me. No, every person has to become a Sufi. So this is extremely important. And doesn't mean our Sufi wears simple clothes, it's not neat, it's dirty, etc. No, it's clean, everything. But don't, that type of clothes and our dunya, that we are too worried. Something go wrong with my clothes, I'm more worried of that. In namaz, I'm too worried. So Allah Ta'ala save us from that reality. So Hazrat says, first of all, to be walking on this path and to get this reality of ihsan, that is, Allah is in front of me all the time. And thus we will come to that inshallah. So a person has to do a course of zikr wa shaghal. Zikr is how to take the name of Allah. We all think we know how to take the name of Allah. But as we will learn, especially in this Mubarak month, Allah brought us here in the company of our Hazrat, we'll start realizing, I thought I'm taking Allah's name. But they don't even know how to take Allah's name. And then the spiritual exercises which we have to do, that is concentration. And then as we learn, try and make mush, try and practice on what we learn. Every subject, every lesson we learn, try and practice. Pay attention and see what we are talking about and try and bring that in our life, inshallah. So, a person will become conscious. Allah didn't send me here for dunya. Allah sent me here for akhirat. Now when you're walking on that path, you're traveling on the road, now you're not worried that, oh, I must stop here. That is for necessity you'll stop. But a person that tells you, that say, no, I'm going there. So this is where we, tilka darul akhirah. That is our place. We have to reach Allah Rabbul Izzat. So for that we have to do this course of zikr and shaghal. And a person, when you do this exercises, spiritual exercises, and you learn how to, now your mind will, at the moment our mind is occupied in dunya, our mind is occupied on our clothes, on our the vehicles, on our houses and our businesses. But when you come onto the spot, when you start learning how to make zikr, and you start learning how to do spiritual exercises, that is muraqabah, thinking of Allah's favors, etc. Now you'll see, when you adopt this tariq-e-ikhtiyar karne ka maqsad, what is the object? Now it's not that we just came in the khanka, so I'm in tasawuf. No, why we came here? We have to know why we came here. So Hazrat says, the object of traveling on this path is the maqsad of it. The main purpose of it is that Allah Ta'ala ki raza ke liye. That only for the pleasure of Allah, not for any ulterior motive. That I'll spend my 40 days, inshallah, Hazrat will see, no, I'm reading my namaz, so I'll get khilafat. Then people will honor me, respect me, people will give me also presents, etc. That's not the object. If we think that's the object, then we have missed out totally. The real object is only the raza of Allah Ta'ala, where Allah Ta'ala must be happy with me. And that is when a person realizes that Allah is with me all the time. Whatever I'm doing, and this is ihsan. Ihsan to be conscious of the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allahu Akbar. What is this raza of Allah? What is this pleasure of Allah ta'ala? It's called nisbati batini ka husool. To get this internal, the special connection with Allah ta'ala. Like that, every person is a friend of Allah. Allah ta'ala says, those who brought iman, Allahu waliyul ladina amanu. You brought iman, you're the friend of Allah. But that is like general friendship. Like, yeah, we must have met somebody. You know that brother? Yeah, I saw him in the khanka. What's his name? I don't know. I just met him there. So that is not, that is just ordinary friendship. Like every Muslim, that is our friendship with Allah. Allah wants us to build our friendship and have that special internal friendship. And what is that internal friendship? That connection, like middle of the night, a person who you know, if you got a problem, you just phone him. You don't have to ask who you are. Say, oh, Ahmad, what's wrong? You phoning this time, what you need? So like that, we have to travel on this path for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, no ulterior motive, but to get the special connection with Allah Ta'ala, this internal connection. And when a person gets that, then your life is something else. Then you're not thinking of anybody else. Now any matter comes to you immediately. Allah is, I turn to my Allah. And who better than, only Allah knows the depth of my need. Only Allah Ta'ala knows my problem. Who else can solve my problem? Not even my parents, nobody. And then Allah will make the arrangement, put in your heart, go to this person. But actually Allah is making the arrangement. Not that your father is helping you or this one, it is Allah. Now when you got that internal connection, unfortunately today, a person gets one headache, it's recurring. Now which doctor can I go to? Which medicine can I go to? First of all, turn to Allah Ta'ala. Ya Allah, you know I've got this headache. Ya Allah, you sought my problem. So this internal connection and this very strong internal connection, this is something that a person will not able to explain. Now a person, all this time you had all other thoughts that this person will help me. You go to that person, he's got an excuse. You go to that person, he's got an excuse. But when you turn to Allah Ta'ala, then see Allah will put solace, Allah will put peace in your mind. Allah Ta'ala will put that happiness in your mind. And you see Allah Ta'ala will turn, but when we have to do the cause. We just start the cause and we think now, Nisbat-e-Batini is that very high position to get close connection with Allah. But then, and that is the end result. And that is what we should be hoping for. But we can't just jump on a step ladder. Like many beginners, like children, we see, they just start walking, then they want to ride bicycle. They can't walk properly still. And then they want to drive a car already. So that is the nature of insan. Al-insan, the Quran al-insan wa ajula. Allah says, Allah, in the nature of insan, you very hasty. Like that, now we all be thinking, I must get this nisbati batini. We have to do the course first. And the course is, as we will learn here, that from the start, first do the basics, etc. Like it was done, mashallah, fazaili namaz, the virtues that will create eagerness. And then masail, etc., which is much more important. Those are the foundation. So if you didn't do the foundation, how can you put up the house? You worried of the roof when you still didn't do the foundation. So this is important that we want, we must desire and make dua. Allah, I want that internal connection. And when you get, what is this internal connection? Jiska matlab, Allah Ta'ala say, khususi, hubbi ta'alluq. And what is the special connection, this nisbat-e-batini, internal connection, that now you got a special relationship with Allah Ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. You got a loving relationship with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. A person who you love your children, you are here, but they got an umrah. You just think of them and see, you can't stop thinking of them. Nobody have to tell you that don't think of them or think of them. You just can't. That no, now they're there, they must be making tawab, they must be doing this. For many of us, if we got this loving ta'alluq and loving relationship with our wives, we'll be thinking of her now. What she must be doing, what is. So this loving connection, and that loving and the special connection with Allah Ta'ala is, our Shaykh gives a beautiful example. He says like an alim for example. You know the whole deen in kitab form. You know that you can give a big bayan. You invited for a jalsa also. That now Hazrat is coming to give the talk, guest speaker. But if you still don't have that special ta'alluq with Allah Ta'ala, you just know Allah Ta'ala as far as what the kitab is concerned. As the Muhammad Umar Palanpuri Rahmatullah used to say, myself, we know Allah, if you spell it in English, A-double-L-A-H, or how we spell it, we just know those letters. Who is Allah? When we still don't know the reality of Allah, then we're thinking of everybody else. Like in our namaz, we see, we're thinking of everybody else. So we're not thinking, so that special connection is such, that when you go and, if you still didn't get that special connection, you read about Allah Ta'ala, you can give a big bayan on the greatness of Allah, but after that bayan, half an hour, 1 hour, now you're talking of something else. You'll ask your friends, now what we're going to eat? You'll ask them, some ulama will even ask, about sports, etc. Allah save me, all of us. That shouldn't. But when you got a special connection and a loving connection with Allah, now Hazrat explains, after that bayan, you'll be still thinking of Allah. While you eating, you'll be still thinking of Allah. And that we saw in our Hazrat, we saw in our Dada Shaykh, Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullahi, that he just couldn't stop talking about the love of Allah Ta'ala. Even food time, one time in one safar, Hazrat was giving bayan from after Fajr, right about till about 9 o'clock. His very special Khalifa Hazrat Mirsab came, Hazrat whispered in his ears, Nashta Tayyar. He says, I'm talking of the delicious food of Allah, you talking of Nashta. And so just leave me. He came after half an hour again, he said, it's getting cold. Hazrat got upset and he says, don't come tell me about these things. So this is that reality that has to penetrate my heart. That special connection with Allah Ta'ala, that very, very, and then when you got Allahu Akbar, Allah Ta'ala says, do you know who are the friends of Allah? Ala inna awliya Allah, la khawfun alayhim, wa la hum yahzanun. Listen attentively. And here also Hazrat explains, that generally when the bayan starts, then we listening. After a few minutes, we gone into our 40 wings. You catching a small fish and then like that. So Hazrat says like that. And then when you don't listen attentively, you don't take the right message. So like in Arabic, there are three words that are known as huruf e tambih, the words of informed, to wake up a person. I'm telling you something very important. So it comes in the Quran Sharif also. So what are those three letters? Hazrat says, listen attentively. It's Allah, Ama, and Ha. I'm saying Allah, Ama, Ha. Hazrat says, if you don't listen attentively, you'll think I'm saying Yamaha. Then say, Moana is the agent for Yamaha. So here Allah is saying, Allah, listen attentively. Inna awliya Allah. Verily the friends of Allah. Who are the true friends? So we must see which level we are. La khawfun alayhim. They got no fear. Which government is ruling? What's happening here in Palestine? What? We know Allah is in control. So in the dunya, what is happening? What is the price of petrol or dollar? All that, Allah takes out all that fears. Because now you got special ta'alluq with Allah. Walahum yahzanun. And they're not grieved. If I pass away, what will happen to my business? What will happen to my family? Allah has given it to me. Allah will take care of it. So thus we have to build within ourselves. And thus only comes from sohbat, from company. It's not going to come from the kitab. It has to come from those who got it in their heart. And Allah Ta'ala has brought us here, so we should make this our object and purpose, that, oh Allah, you brought me here. Another beautiful example Hazrat gives, our Dada Shaykh used to give of this, is that you got ta'alluq with Allah Ta'ala, like on an ordinary level. You don't have that special ta'alluq. It's like a person became an alim, but he's like a raw kebab. If you tell somebody, these kebabs are very tasty, but you give them raw kebab, what they going to do? They'll spit it out. They say, what kind of kebab is this? But when you come into the khanka, where the men of Allah are, and now that nur starts spreading, one is you got kitab, the kitab from the kitab, from the book, but, and one is you get it from the heart, which Allah Ta'ala said, ma kunta tadrim al kitab, walal iman, walakin ja'alnau nuran nahdi bi man nashau min ibadina. That, O Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you also didn't know what was the reality of Qur'an-i Kareem. That was the nur we put. One is we read Qur'an Sharif, but the nur is not going in our heart. So that will come from those who got it. So like that Hazrat says, if we sell a kaccha kebab, you finish your alim course and you got high marks also, came out first also, but you didn't do the course of nisbat, of getting internal connection with Allah. Now you are raw kebab. You go to any place, then you see people listen to your bayan, but after that they spit you out. But when you start, when you come here, you have to get fried. And you have to go through that process. To get fried, you have to burn your inside. All that, ana, I thought I'm somebody. All that has to come out. Now when that thing is just being fried, Hazrat said that smell alone will make a Hindu a Muslim. That he says, I'm a vegetarian, but he just get the smell of the kebab, he says, I also want to eat kebab. So that just that smell alone, your mouth will water. So that is the reality, and we see our Mashayikh, we say why people respect them. Because they got that smell, when people just, the smell they coming, their mouths are watering. So Allah Ta'ala has brought us here, let us beg Allah Ta'ala, that oh Allah give us the special connection. We have to be making dua, but remember, it's a life from effort to reach there. But we have to be traveling on the road. And while you're traveling on the road, if Allah Ta'ala takes us away from dunya, Allah will say, you were on the road. Never mind. But just you are from my special friends. And what will just be the special loving ta'alluq? Jisse har haal Allah Ta'ala ki yaad, aur usko hazir nazir hone ka wizdan, کی وجہ سے اپنی ہر حرکت اور سکون اس کی رضا کا لحاظ رکھنا. So what is this that a person thinks I got special ta'alluq with Allah and I got this noor? What is the sign of this? That every moment of your life, that is every whatever you're walking, you're talking, whatever you're doing, whatever you're doing, that is every moment of your life, Allah Ta'ala ki yaad, that you're in the remembrance of Allah. Like whatever you're doing, even you're going to shopping, will my wife like this or not? Will she like this? So you're thinking, she's not there, but you think if I take this, I like it, but she won't like it. So now you'll even phone. So like this, what is the sign that you're getting loving ta'alluq with Allah and special ta'alluq with Allah Ta'ala? Is that all the time you're in the thought, is Allah happy with me? I'm saying this word, is Allah happy with me? Then you'll be worried, my aqaid must be correct. Then my akhlaq must be correct. My matters of deen all must be correct. Not that I say, now I'm becoming a Sufi, I'm making zikr, and you're not worried of your family. You just engage in the khanka all the time. You're not worried what's happening at home. You left them, I'm going to the khanka, there's no mahram there at home, there's nobody to see to her needs, or she's not well also, and you leave her. No, that is not that connection with Allah Ta'ala. Now, Dada Sheikh, some people came and he said, he came to the khanka, he said, Hazrat, make dua, my wife is giving birth in a week or two. Hazrat said, who's there? Say, no, I left her, I just came to meet you. Others say, book your next flight and go back and go and look after her. So this is that everything we start worrying of our matters, of our hukukul ibad. When you worried of hukukul ibad, then you'll think of hukukullah. Then you'll think of the rights of Allah. So every moment, so this is a special loving and this loving ta'alluq with Allah, that every moment you'll be in the remembrance of Allah. Aur uska hazir nazir hone ki wijdan. And you'll feel, you'll start getting that feeling that Allah is present with me. And not just present, Allah haziri, Allah naziri, Allah is looking at me. Now you'll know, you can be alone in the room. Your wife don't have to tell you what you're watching on the phone. You don't have to be keeping it under your blanket. Allah is watching me. And Allah is with me all the time. Is Allah happy? What am I looking at? Is Allah happy? Who am I talking with? Now when you go to the teller that you make conversation, your wife is not there, so is Allah happy with that conversation? No, you'll do your work, you'll be looking down, and you won't even be interested. So all this, the presence of Allah Ta'ala and wijdan, you'll feel it in your heart, that now Allah, and we'll see, as if we spend our time properly and reasonably correct, then you'll want to come back to the khanka. And not just back to the khanka next year for itikaf, every majlis, next majlis I must be there. And then you'll see, your sheikh can be wherever you'll want to travel with your sheikh. And not for any ulterior motive, that now also we'll get all nice food, etc. People will know us. No, Allah must come in my heart. And in the beginning, all these thoughts will come. But as you do the cause, you'll see it will start going. And as we make our zikr, then our object will be in front of us. It's only for the raza of Allah. So this, and that is, when you get this reality that Allah's presence, apni har harkat, every movement of yours, or sukoon, and every, if you're just sitting quiet also, you're laying down quiet also, uski raza ka lihaz rakhna, yani puri zindagi ka har lama shariat ke mutabik ho jana. What is this that you know Allah is watching me, Allah is with me? That means every action of yours, whether you're talking, whether you're moving, whether you're laying down, whatever you're doing, whether you're in public, whether in private, that you must keep this in mind, that Allah uski raza ka lihaz, keep in mind Allah must be happy. How am I laying? How am I resting? A person can be laying alone in his room, for example. Now you're laying on your stomach, like shaitan, for no reason. Now you think, is Allah happy with us? So we know. So every moment what you are doing, yani your whole life, puri zindagi, har lamha, every moment of your life must be according to shariat. And that is the standard. That how am I going to know Allah is happy with me? Allah has given us the shariat. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to demonstrate the shariat. So that is why we learn the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As we learn, how do we get up in the morning? That is the shariat. See my scale. Am I getting up with that sunnah? And am I thinking, my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught me this. And my Allah will be happy. That's why I'm doing it. So
Sometimes we start doing it and just as a habit. No, you must be conscious. Not just your habit must become according to sunnat. Then your whole life will become ibadat. So every moment of yours, every action of yours, and this is the shariat is our scale. Shariat is the way to see that how Allah Ta'ala wants me to live. Allah Ta'ala gave us the complete prescription in the Qur'an-i Kareem. Oh my banda, and quote. So beautifully as the Shah Abdul Ghani Pulpuri Rahmatullah Ali used to say, that shariat is the love letter from Allah Ta'ala. Qur'an-i Kareem is that love letter. Oh my banda, you going to this place, all this, be careful of this, be careful of that, do this, do that. So our scale to see that is the love of Allah coming. We shouldn't be just fool and think, hey, now I'm making Lord Zikr. And now the person will say, I'm seeing stars also. And a person will say, I'm seeing some green carpet and all that. That is not the sign of the love of Allah. Am I on shariat? Am I on the sunnat of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Many a times we get fooled. A person looks like a big Sufi. But where he is reading namaz? In Makkah Sharif. But he is eating here, wherever he is, in South Africa, America. So that is not a Sufi. A Sufi has to see what is our scale. Ke kuyu ke shariate haqqa mizane rizai ilahi hai. That the true shariat, and also the true shariat, not that we alter the shariat. Sadly today, 1400 years have passed. The same Quran Sharif, the sequence was exactly the same. Now people who think they are very bright spark, they'll even have big titles of Mufti or whatever, and now say, no, we must bring the sequence of Quran-i Kareem, how it was revealed. Allahu Akbar. When Allah revealed it in that form, and Allah told Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, put it in this sequence. Now how can we alter the sequence? And now they want to put the Makki surah, the surahs that were revealed before Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made hijrat, that first, put it. So you altering the shariat. No, shariat-e haqqa. This is also important. The true and the correct shariat. And where you will get the true and correct shariat? From the true man of Allah Ta'ala. Not the man of dunya. Outwardly they will look like big Sufis. Give even read beautiful. Give make zikr also beautiful. But reality of shariat is not in their heart. So our scale we have to see that, and what is the true shariat? The scale is razai ilahi. That it is the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. How Allah wants me to do it. Not how I feel like doing it. And how Allah wants me to do it? Allah said, فَاتَّبِعُونِي. Oh, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, tell them, follow my way of life. Not your and that yours. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam then said, when he left the world, مَا أَنَا عَلَيْهِ وَأَصْحَابِي. Follow that path which I am on and my Sahaba. In other words, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught, follow the man of Allah Ta'ala. Don't try and understand Quran Sharif on your own. And today we are in a sad world which Shaitan has fooled us, that Mufti Google. Anything we want to know, we just Google. And we became Google Muftis. Where are you going to be? You'll be in your own Google chakkar. No, we have to follow the true pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and see whether my aqaid is correct. Whether my akhlaq is correct. Whether my dealings with somebody is correct. Now you'll be conscious. Somebody came with a deal, and he also got a big beard, kurta, everything. But he's offering you a price which is far below normal market price. And you're a businessman, you can think for yourself. Now you say, no, this man looks pious, everything, let me take this deal. But if you've got the fear of Allah and Allah's happiness, you'll make out easy and you say, bye, jazakallah. If somebody, you did a deal with somebody, they send a few items extra. Now you won't say, oh, maybe they gave it to us. No, you'll phone them. There's few items extra, and you'll return those items. They gave you extra change, or then you'll immediately, when you got less change, then you phone, quickly, I got this item less. So everything, and then we'll see in our homes also, that am I doing things how Allah Ta'ala wants me to do. And thus also we'll judge in today's time, according to our pious of these days. We won't, obviously, we can't love according to the time of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That time there were no toilets, they used to go into the felt, etc. So within today's time, how our pious elders are loving reasonably according to that standard, we have to bring our life. And that is the shariat, and that is our scale. So we actually hear another says that we are walking on pul sirat in this world already. So let me see, am I straight on Pur Sirat, and see the way of life of our pious elders, and in that way, Allah Ta'ala. So in short, Hazrat says, Mukhtasar, ye ke nisbat ka matlab, dawami zikr or dawami ta'at. So in simple terms, what is it that we said we want this special connection with Allah, this loving connection with Allah Ta'ala, that this nisbat, which is called connection, and this is what is called, like who you connected with, that is your value. Our Dada Shaykh used to say, Madina ki nisbat hai qeemat meri. My nisbat is with Madina Sharif, and not the place. Actually, the place is valuable because of the personality. We right at the Rose-Eye Park, but we're taking selfies. So we're far away from Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And you hear 5,000 miles away, but you're conscious, I mustn't take photos. So that nisbat, the Wami nisbat, all the time. And this is, what is this nisbat? Kamatlab, what is the object and what's the meaning of this nisbat, this connection? Dawam is zikr. And Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah said, where is it in the Qur'an-i Kareem? Rabbana atmim lana noorana. Oh Allah, complete that noor in my heart. When that noor comes, now you'll see all the time you in zikr. Zikr is not just on the tongue. In your business you in zikr. 8 hours, but you concern, I must do halal things. You in your bedroom with your wife also, you won't go beyond the limits whatsoever. Everything now, and that is all the time in zikr, and dawami ta'at, and all the time I'm be worried, I must be in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How Allah wants me to love, and with that, you'll be making an effort, but you'll realize, where can I be in the obedience of Allah ta'ala? And all the time, you'll be making istighfar. So this reality, Allah give me, all of us, that we understand the kitab properly, we try and explain, in my broken way, try and explain what we have learned from Hazrat. Allah put the correct words and the correct understanding, and let it penetrate our hearts. And we make dua that Allah, we want nisbat-e-batini, but we have to start from the bottom step. We first have to start from the ground. When you got your container, then you can fill all this nisbat inside. You don't have the container, you didn't learn fazail, you're not eager for namaz, you're not going on your time, and you didn't learn how to make istinja, you didn't learn all the laws of the wuzu, etc. Then you got no container. How are you going to start filling nisbat?